This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The race for the state's second congressional district started as a one-sided affair, but it's becoming more competitive, at least more than most experts expected. Yesterday, Democratic challenger Clay Aiken and Republican incumbent Renee Elmers faced off in an hour-long debate. WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones was at the debate and joins us now. Welcome back, Jessica. This was considered a kind of shoe-in. This district, the second, has been redistricted, and all of the more heavily Democratic districts were taken out. It's a very heavily Republican district. It's gotten somewhat competitive, hasn't it?
Well, it is somewhat competitive, although I would say that national political analysts have looked at this race and they assume that Elmers has a strong advantage because the district was redrawn, as you pointed out. However, Clay Aiken, who is an American Idol runner-up from some years ago, he does have an advantage in the sense that people know his name. They know who he is, and he's been out there on the campaign trail.
Well, let's talk about the issues. One of the important topics was ISIS, Affordable Care Act, immigration, military. Did they all sort of have equal weight in this debate, do you think?
Well, the first question was about ISIS, whether or not the candidates agreed with the president's current plan to fight ISIS.
All right, let's listen. This is Congresswoman Renee Elmer's response.
And to the point of should we be policing the rest of the world, you know, I believe, as Ronald Reagan did, peace through strength. The United States, our military, the best military in the world, and being honored with representing Fort Bragg, we do need to be in the world. We have to show a presence of strength to keep peace.
This was a debate actually was taped, so it was held in the morning, was it not?
It was. It was held in the morning at the Carolina Hotel at Pinehurst, and it was sponsored by WRAL and by the North Carolina Bankers, the North Carolina Bankers Conference in Chapel Hill. So it was held in basically a conference room. There were probably, my guess would be, 150 people who were in the audience looking, and WRAL's David Crabtree was the anchor of the debate. And I just thought it was interesting that the first couple of questions dealt with foreign policy, dealt with the Islamic State group. David Crabtree also asked the question whether or not the candidates would support having boots on the ground in the Middle East as well.
Let's listen to Clay Aiken's response.
First, a few weeks ago, she spoke out and said that she was not in support of sending ground troops into the region. Just a few days ago, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, changed course and decided that he believed that it was important to send ground troops to the region. And now we hear Congresswoman Elmer saying that she would send ground troops to the region. The men and women in our military should be protecting the United States and our soil. To hear Congresswoman Elmer change her tune because her party leader has changed his tune is concerning. You know, Congresswoman Elmer went on the record not too long ago saying that John Boehner was her boss and that you don't want to upset the boss. And so I understand if that's her mindset, then that's probably why she's changed her tune now. But the people of the 2nd District are her boss. And the military right now is overwhelmingly against sending ground troops.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about this district. Where is it, and how would you characterize the 2nd Congressional District?
The 2nd Congressional District, I guess I would characterize it as kind of a large, almost maybe pear-shaped district. Fort Bragg lies kind of in the center of the bottom of the pear. That's the best way I can describe it off the top of my head. It was redistricted in 2011 to more heavily favor Republicans. But one of the reasons, of course, why the military was such an important topic in last night's debate was because Fort Bragg sits right in that district. And so decisions that are made about the military are things that people in the 2nd Congressional District are interested in.
Well, let's talk about that, because we're going to hear now a response or two clips that talk about an issue that is very important to the folks down there but may need some explanation for the rest of us. The Clay Aiken claims that Representative Elmers was late with some paperwork that could have saved some jobs during sequestration. Tell us about the issue.
Yes. So Clay Aiken made a reference in the debate last night. He said that, as you said, Congresswoman Elmers had not submitted a report on time. And back in May, Elmers, along with Democrat David Price and Mike McIntyre and Republican Richard Hudson, had an amendment in the House Armed Services Committee to save the 440th Airlift Wing at Fort Bragg, but the committee said that they submitted it too late. Now, the fate of the 440th is not clear yet. Apparently, the military is going to make a decision whether or not to to move that group after the November election. But there's been a lot of discussion in the Fayetteville area about it, and it's important to people there.
All right, let's listen to Renee Elmer's response.
You know, it's almost as if, as an entertainer, you believe that you can just go in with a song and dance and, you know, change the minds of our military leaders because you're going to impress them so much, and those pink slips are going to be torn up and thrown up into the air, and everyone is just going to rejoice. That isn't the way that it works.
All right, and let's listen to what Clay Aiken said in response to that.
Congresswoman Elmers is good at her talking points. Good at calling me an entertainer. That's great. I'm sure you're practiced on that. But the most embarrassing reality show right now in the country is Congress. And the most entertaining thing is to hear that you say you worked really hard, but when you finally submitted a proposal months and months after we knew that the 440th would be removed, you submitted it late and it didn't even make it into the bill. And 440th does remain in place, and we have Kay Hagan to thank for that because she submitted her bill on time.
All right, there we go. So that's a fairly sharp debate. I mean, in a lot of ways, certainly more entertaining than the Hagan-Tillis debate, which was a little more tame by comparison, I would say.
It was entertaining. It's great fodder for people who love politics, who love to watch debates. And I have to say, it's a little disappointing that there's not going to be another one.
Well, they did talk about other issues. Of course, an important issue in the entire state, that district as well, is the topic of immigration. How did that go?
Actually, I would say their stances on immigration didn't really seem all that far apart. Renee Elmer said that she supported individuals who are working here legally. She didn't really support an amnesty per se, but there might be some kind of work permit that they could get. She also did make a suggestion that at some point perhaps they could try to become naturalized. Aiken said that he didn't think that hardworking people here should be deported. But then he moved on to talk about how both Republicans and Democrats need to come together and find a bipartisan solution to the problem. And he also made a reference to Siler City. He said something like, you know, half the population of Siler City is Latino. And, you know, in the inferences, we do know that there are many people here who are not here legally in Siler City, but they are contributing greatly to the economy. So he did make a reference to that, and he said, you know, you can't just send people home when they're contributing to the economy. That doesn't make sense.
We are breaking down the debate yesterday between Renee Elmers and Clay Aiken on the state of things. Talking with Jessica Jones, our Capitol Bureau chief. Now, Clay Aiken made this state. He's trying to run sort of as an outsider, right? I mean,
right.
And he's not a member of Congress, and he's going to be this everyman. He's going to be not a party guy. He makes reference to that in the clip. He says, John Boehner's your boss. You said he's your boss. Well, it should be the people. And he kind of makes this populist appeal. He was called on that, wasn't he? The idea that if you're going to run as an outsider, you may not succeed very well as a politician.
Well, Renee Elmer's comeback was, John Boehner's not my boss. It's the people of the Second District who are my boss. But that was...
Though that is not what she said earlier. She did call Boehner her boss, but go ahead.
Well, in the debate, actually, yeah. she did try to make it very clear. You know, she was just trying to respond
right.
to Clay Aiken's comment. So, but he did throw that one out in the debate a couple of times, and then she sort of lobbied the entertainer jab yeah. at him a few times. So it was actually, it was quite lively. It was quite lively.
Well, we talked about Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. They are looking forward to their second and third debates this week. Let's talk about what's going to happen in this very next debate.
Well, I'm expecting that the Hagan-Tillis debate tonight, which will be on television at 7 and on WNC at 7 p.m. as well, I'm expecting that is going to be a little more exciting, I think, than the first one. The first one was pretty tame by comparison to the Elmer's Aiken debate. There were some there are some new developments this week. North Carolina Republicans have filed a request with the U.S. Senate for an ethics investigation over a company that's co-owned by Senator Hagan's husband. And then a Democratic group in the state, Forward North Carolina, has filed a complaint with the State Ethics Commission against Tom Tillis, saying that he helped to pass a vote or voted in 2010 to allow the state to participate in a tax credit program that would have benefited a bank in which he owns stock. So we've got some dueling ethics accusations here. You know, I think that's something that could definitely come up in the debate tonight. And I'm sure there are other things as well, because Election Day is getting closer.
Well, it's interesting to think about the Supreme Court's decision not to hear the appeal for gay marriage amendments and statutes, whether or not that could come up. It does strike me that it's a more treacherous question for Tillis, who, on the one hand, if he comes out too strongly against gay marriage, could potentially offend crossover voters. On the other hand, if he doesn't come out strongly enough, he could reinforce the belief among Tea Party voters that he is not ideological enough. And so it feels like perhaps a more treacherous question for him than others. And then, of course, the ultimate weight of the question in the minds of voters becomes the most important thing. That's all happening tonight and again later this week. Thank you very much, Jessica Jones, for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Frank.
Jessica Jones is WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. She was at the debate yesterday between first-time candidate Clay Aiken, the Democrat, and Republican incumbent Renee Elmers. Tonight's debate will be streaming live at WUNC.org if you want to hear that. Just ahead, a new book, Busting the Myths About America's Dealing with Poverty. You'll hear it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.